Our epistle for this feast of the Assumption of our Blessed Mother into Heaven is taken from the book of Judith, chapter 13, verses 22 through 25, and chapter 15, verse 10. The Lord has blessed thee by his power, because by thee he has brought our enemies to naught. Blessed art thou, O daughter, by the Lord the Most High God, above all women upon the earth. Blessed be the Lord who made heaven and earth, and who has directed thee to the cutting off the head of the prince of our enemies, because he has so magnified thy name this day, that thy praise shall not depart out of the mouth of men, who shall be mindful of the power of the Lord forever. For that thou hast not spared thy life by reason of the distress and tribulation of thy people, but hast prevented our ruin in the presence of our God. Thou art the glory of Jerusalem, thou art the joy of Israel, thou art the honor of our people. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 1, verses 41 through 50. At that time Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed art thou that hast believed, because of those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, because he has regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty has done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation unto generation to them that fear him. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. The Lord has blessed thee by his power, because by thee he has brought our enemies to naught. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, first I'd like to wish you all a most blessed and grace-filled feast of our Blessed Mother, the patroness of our church here. And I found it interesting when meditating on today's feast and what Holy Mother the Church presents to us for our contemplation and consideration in the liturgy. The epistle struck me. Often, usually on the feasts of our Blessed Mother, you would get for the epistle excerpts from the Book of Wisdom. They who work by me shall not sin. They who explain me shall have life everlasting. From the beginning, before the world created, I was before his face. Those type of things. But today is unique. And I believe it's only on this day that we are given this epistle for our consideration on this feast of our Blessed Mother from the book of Judith. Judith wasn't like the other prefigurements of our Blessed Mother in the Old Testament. You have, of course, Eve, the mother of all men, was the first prefigurement. Of course, our Blessed Mother had to become the new Eve on account of the fall of the first Eve. But as we go through, we find different women that the church holds out as prefigurements. They prefigure our Blessed Mother. Whether it be Sarah or Ruth or Esther who went before the king. But today, Holy Mother of the Church presents to us Judith. Who was Judith? She was a warrior. See, the Assyrians were attacking the people of God. And they were entrapping them on every side, starving them out and cutting off their water supply. And their leader, I believe his name was Halipharnos, he was a great, powerful leader, and his men gathered around him, and he was a good general in knowing how to attack. And the Assyrians at this point in time in history, they wanted world domination. And that's when they came, and at this point in time, this is when they came upon the people of God, the Israelites. And the Israelites among themselves were splintering and having different factions, and they're having their own stupid political power struggles, and as is wont for men to do, when God raised up Judith. And we can go into a lot of detail with regards to Judith, but the thing I think needs to be highlighted is that she was humble, she had faith and trust in God, and she was courageous, persevering in what was asked of her. Now, what did Judith do? Did she raise up an army? No. To make a long story short, she walked into the camp of the enemy herself and cut off the head of the general. She walked past the enemy's army because she could. And why did she do it? Did she do it for herself? No. She did it to save her people. Why is this presented to us today, this prefigurement of our Blessed Mother? Because our Blessed Mother is a warrior too. She wars against all things that are in opposition to her Son. She is the crusher of demons, the end of heresies. And it's important for us in this day and age to pay attention to where she is in our equation, to make sure we have a true devotion to our Blessed Mother, to understand what those terms mean, and to understand how she operates. She doesn't operate like you and like me. She doesn't operate like the world of men. No, her power is greater. She is able to go right to the head of the army of our enemy, and it's already been dictated what she's able to do, has done through the centuries, and will do up until the end, when the devil was still snickering in the garden after having enticed Adam and Eve to fall from grace. God pronounced the sentence. I will put enmities between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed, and she shall crush your head, and you're going to lie in wait for her heel. Who is God talking about? He's talking about our mother. Our mother. The very one he gave to us moments before he died. An insurance policy to guarantee that we benefit from the work of his redemption. At the cross, there was John, who Christ spoke to, and John represented us. And to John, and through John to us, he says, "Behold your mother." How do you treat your mother? How do you treat your heavenly mother? Now be honest with yourselves. Is it a concept that's so far outreaching? Something that we hear about as come to church? Perhaps it's a rosary, a pair of rosary beads that we own, or a scapula that we wear? Or is there a love and a dedication to our Blessed Mother? Do we understand this is the surest way to have connection with our Lord, to Jesus through Mary? That's what the great saints of old taught, wasn't it? St. Louis Marie de Montfort, that was his whole concept, to Jesus through Mary. St. Bernard of Clairvaux, never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. St. Alphonsus in his Glories of Mary. There are many great saints and doctors, priests and popes of the church that have promoted our Blessed Mother. I often think of Our Lady of Guadalupe and what she says to us through Juan Diego, as she said it to Juan Diego. Am I not here who am your loving mother? She's our mother. When we pray to her, asking her to pray for us, it's a powerful prayer indeed we request. So let us mean it when we say, Holy Mary, Mother God, pray for us sinners now, right now, at the hour of our death. Let us not kid ourselves. We're in the middle of a great battle, and it's intensifying by the moment. The powers of evil have had their way. But there's one thing I do know. The devil and his agents will have the hour. God will have the day. And those who persevere till the end will be saved. And there's one sure way to persevere to the end, and that's having a devotion, a true devotion to our Blessed Mother. Pray your rosary every day. Pray it. Don't say it. Pray it. Meditate on the mysteries of our faith. Love the good Lord. Love your blessed mother and ask her as you would ask your mother for help. Ask her to help you perfect your love for the good Lord. To the extent that you're not willing to sacrifice like so many in the world are willing to sacrifice for popular opinion or what everybody is doing, no. But willing to go against even what your surrounding group of people would be opposed to in order to promote God. Do good and to avoid evil, to be a true child of God on this, her feast day, as we sing her praises. Let us check our devotion. Let us reconfirm our devotion to her, not just with our lips, but from our hearts. And perhaps there are resolutions that we need to make in order to make good use of the weapons given to us by our Lord. Main weapon is his mother to be our mother. And the weapons she has given to us, especially the rosary and the scapular, remembering what St. Dominic said, one day to the rosary and the scapular, the world will be saved. And let that be our prayer as the church encourages us to pray at the post-communion of today's Mass. Grant, we beseech thee that through the intercession and merits of the Blessed Virgin Mary, assumed into heaven, we may persevere to the glory of the resurrection through our Lord Jesus Christ, thy Son, who liveth and reigneth world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Confessions will be heard.